Can you think of any scenario where Bill O'Brien and the Texans should be favored by more than a touchdown over anyone in the league? Because I can't.
Mad Radio, good morning.
Oh, damn it. Why do you have to? You know what? Now I've got Bill Simmons on my side for this one little argument. It makes me really uncomfortable.
Yep.
It's probably kind of like some people with Kanye today. They're kind of like, all right, I guess he's on our side. I don't know what the hell he was talking. That's how I feel about Bill Simmons right now. I feel about.
Did you guys see that Kanye's password on his phone is like 6 zeros?
You know what? I'm still not buying that.
No?
I don't know.
You see the video?
I don't think you can do that. I don't think it allows you to do consecutive numbers. I want to say when I tried to do...
It's all about that face ID anyway.
Okay.
Why didn't it recognize his face is what I want to know.
It was right before he was talking to Trump. He entered a password on his phone in front of the press corps, and it was 00000000. It makes me want to go try this with a bunch of celebrity accounts now somehow.
I saw I'm not sure if it was a Photoshop or if it was real, and it might have been a Photoshop because I saw it on Instagram. If it was, it was a really craftily done Photoshop.
Oh, no. That was all real.
No, not the 000. That his background was a thumbnail of Kim Kardashian's Ray J video.
Oh yeah, that's definitely Photoshop.
I kind of wish it was though. Could you see Kanye having that as his background? I mean, it probably was a Photoshop, but I mean, I feel like there's a 25% possibility that's Kanye's background.
The whole Kim Kardashian video and like almost like Kanye says he used to study it before he met her and all of that. That whole dynamic in the music and entertainment field, because it's not just a hip hop thing. It's like rock. You know, like any of these, the sharing of partners and everything to where there's not the same ego. I don't get any of it. It's a foreign world to me.
All I know about that video is I haven't watched it, but it doesn't seem like Kim put in a whole lot of effort based off of what I heard. That bothers me that she made all this empire.
Dude, you're not allowed to sit here and critique
based on that.
This empire became what it was.
You're not allowed to critique the Ray J video from 20 years ago. This is like the same thing as. That was before sex tapes were commonplace. That was before people like set up lighting and everything for their supposed amateur video.
I mean certain members. I don't mean the actual execution. Obviously the cameras were terrible and all that. I mean the effort put in by one of the parties that may have gained the most out of it.
You haven't watched the video. We're not going to sit here and listen to your critique of a video you haven't watched.
What are you, that
woman from the ESPN show, the Get Up show, that didn't want they wanted to talk about football without watching it.
Paul, this is hearsay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do our giveaway right now. Let's set it up. This is for tickets to see the Texans and the Bills on Sunday at NRG Stadium.
Prescott under center. Austin in motion. Prescott fakes the end around. Prescott in trouble. Prescott is sacked. J.J. Watt got him.
All right, the next time you hear that highlight coming up in a few minutes, be caller 9-832-430-2946. Next time you hear the highlight of the J.J. Watt sack, be caller 9 at 832-430-2946. We've got an Alex Bregman song coming up at 7:20 this morning in honor of Game 1 and just the whole series of the ALCS. All right, let's talk about this game on Sunday, Texans-Bills. Monday morning, what are we saying with a win? What are we saying with a loss in this game?
I think with a win, we're not saying a whole lot, right? With a win, aren't we more focused on the Astros and the Red Sox? I mean, I think it's
most
an expectation
likely
that you win, and if you lose, Jesus, the sky is falling. If you lost to Josh Allen at home.
The thing about the win, though, if you actually, let's say, I'm assuming at this point that Deshaun Watson plays just because the point spread's 10 in this game, and it's remained that way for about 36 hours. If he plays and the offense moves the ball down the field and finally actually punctures the end zone a couple times and the red zone offense looks a lot better, then I'll say against the Bills defense that is actually pretty decent,
yeah,
then I'll feel better about the team.
We'll feel better about that. And I think Deshaun Watson's simple health is something that we're going to be really nervous about probably for the rest of the season.
Yes.
It depends on how authoritative it is, because this is what you have to look at. You might say, well, yeah, it's just the Bills and it's just Josh Allen. The great thing about it is, if you look at the slate of games coming up after that, you're seeing Blake Bortles, Ryan Tannehill, Case Keenum, if he's still not, unless Chad Kelly's the quarterback by then. Then you've got Alex Smith, who can hurt you in multiple ways. And then it's back to the old one-hand Marcus Mariota. And then the Browns. Like, over the next six games, the Browns might be the most exciting quarterback you see.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
The Browns! That's the Browns! It's been fun.
It's pretty easy schedule.
How about this? Did you guys see this? That Snoop Dogg paid a visit to the Browns practice the other day, and then after he left, Hugh Jackson told the team to be careful about hangers-on, people hopping on the bandwagon after their... Now that they're a two-win football
team. That happened this week.
Now that they're a two-win football team, be careful. A lot of people are going to want to get on board.
I bet Hugh turned down a chance to smoke weed with Snoop as well, because he would do that.
Might be good for Hugh Jackson's coaching at this point. He needs to chill out sometimes.
What would be good? Which drug would be best for Hugh Jackson's coaching? Mm. It would be a stimulant or a downer? I'd say a stimulant of some sort.
I think he's too positive, so yeah, I think a downer. I think he needs to just booze it up.
That's going
to
mellow him out. I said like something that'll make him more cantankerous, like whiskey.
He's too nice. I think he seems like a really nice guy, and it just goes completely against the personalities of the two people that are his coordinators, specifically Todd Williams, and to a lesser extent, Todd Haley.
Well, I think Todd Haley, I could just see Hugh Jackson kind of telling Todd Haley what he wants him to do, and then Todd Haley, maybe to one of his assistants, being like, screw, don't listen to a thing he said. This is what we're going to do.
Well, he's in his weird ab contraption in his office.
He doesn't want Josh Norman starting. We're going to start Josh Norman in the preseason.
Hugh Jackson raised two fingers when they kicked the field goal in overtime. Why would he do that last week?
Oh, that was... Okay, there was the only reasonable one would be that it was victory.
That two signals victory.
The explanation was there was 2 seconds left on the clock.
There were 2 seconds.
It wasn't to go for two, obviously.
And they'd won the game.
Yeah, I think it was
simple
old school, like the victory sign. That used to be either that or peace.
Wasn't that their second win?
Yes.
I mean, it could have been that.
Maybe that's not a good look, all we want to do is get to two.
We've won two football games.
That's two times as many in the last 2 years.
Yeah, well, it's not even two times as many as last year. It's why what times zero is, there's nothing. There's no mathematical calculation that can tell you how many times it was.
They've won infinity more games.
Yeah.
The Browns are literally infinitely better than they were last season. Here was Jadeveon Clowney giving some commentary about the Texans situation and sacks.
Just keep winning. Stacking wins. Don't really care. Sacks, wins, you know. That's how I go in this league. More sacks you get, the better player you are. That's all they say. So,
who's in the
background? Just try to get a win around here, like I said. Just try to build on win home game. Got another tough opponent coming up this week in the running game with LeSean McCoy. Guy can make you miss.
I like the guy who said, that's what they say.
Yeah. that's all they say.
The in-the-loop conspiracy question was, is Clowney taking a shot at the Texans with the whole thing about sacks making you a better player? I don't think he is.
No, I don't think he is at all. Like, there wasn't one part of me listening to that where I would ever think he's taking a shot at the Texans, like at Texans management with that. Is that what Lopez was actually saying, or did you just ask the question?
Paul?
We're going to ask John come in at the
said that this could be interested as a shot at management.
I don't see how it possibly. You know what management would love? Management would love you to be the best pass rusher on earth that actually doesn't get that many sacks if you have sack incentives in your contract.
He said it would be as part of contract negotiations. I don't want to take him completely out of context. If he had the audio in front of us, it would be a little bit more clear. But I remember you said that he was the first one to weigh in on it.
The contract negotiation part is interesting.
I mean, I think it might go beyond that to just the overall idea that Clowney is somebody who the sack totals have never been great.
Right.
So he's probably frustrated by that stat. And I get it. And, you know, Mike Lombardi talked about this with us yesterday on the show, that sacks aren't really a big deal. It's more about pressure. Except in this case, Clowney's sack totals are reflective of the kind of pass rusher he is, which is, you know, good to pretty good, but not one of the best in the NFL.
But it's also like when you start to look at guys that are ahead of him on the sack list, you know, Jason Pierre-Paul. Like, Clowney's a better player than Jason Pierre-Paul at this point. No doubt. And then likewise, especially this early in the season, there are guys that are great pass rushers and only have a few. The sack number in any specific season doesn't really tell you much at all, because there's some guys that it's just, you luck your way into four, you luck your way out of four or five. Over the course of a career, though, they do matter, and they do tell you something. So
I would agree.
And I think Clowney, because of the type of player he is, if he were a defensive tackle with the same stats,
Different deal.
It would be a different deal, but because he's an outside linebacker, people have a certain expectation, and he's never really going to get the credit for how good he is versus the run and the impact he makes there. And I wholeheartedly believe this. I'm not making excuses for him. That's just the type of player he is. He's an overall well-rounded football player. Kind of like a, he's like a more beefed up Michael Strahan. Cause Strahan was good versus the run and the pass as well. He couldn't play inside the way Jadeveon Clowney could. And maybe, you know, maybe as he develops, he'll end up being a 15 sack guy in the perceptional change.
I don't know that Tyron Smith is quite the same player that he was in the last couple of years, but Clowney made Tyron Smith look bad on Sunday night a couple of times with that like rip move inside. He kind of undressed him a couple of times, which was nice to see against like that level of left tackle. So Texans Bills coming up on Sunday. Pregame show begins from Bud Light Plaza at 9 a.m. Steve Slayton's going to be on the pregame. Also, Mario Elie's going to be on the pregame show at, 11 o'clock from Bud Light Plaza at NRG Stadium. Coming up next, how much pressure is on the Astros compared to the other teams competing in the League Championship Series? Plus, the Alex Bregman song this morning. Mad Radio on a baseball and football Friday.
Prescott under center. Austin in motion. Prescott fakes the end around. Prescott in trouble. Prescott is sacked! J.J. Watt got him!